نستغفره. أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. This is chapter from the book Riyad al-Salihin by Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh, with explanation of Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayh. This chapter number 27, Babu ta'zim hurumat al-Muslimin wa bayan huquqihim wa shabqat alayhim wa rahmatuhum. Qala Allah ta'ala, wa man yu'azzim hurumat Allah fa huwa khayrun lahu 'inda rabbih. وقال تعالى ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. ويقول سبحانه وتعالى واخفض جناحك للمؤمنين. ويقول الله تبارك وتعالى من قتل نفسا بغير نفس فكأنه فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. This chapter concerning reverence towards Muslims and the sanctity of the Muslims. Other words, this chapter dealing with honoring and respecting the property of the Muslims and whatever belongs to them, and how you're supposed to be kind and gentle toward the Muslims. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayh is explaining, saying المسلم له حق على أخيه المسلم بل له حقوق متعددة. بيّنها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في مواضع كثيرة، منها إذا لقيه فليسلم عليه، يقول السلام عليك أو السلام عليكم، ولا يحل له أن يهجره فوق ثلاث، يلتقيان فيعرض هذا ويعرض هذا وخيرهم الذي يبدأ بالسلام. ولكن لك أن تهجره لمدة 3 أيام إذا رأيت في هذا مصلحة، ولك أن تهجره أكثر إذا رأيته على معصية أصر عليها ولم يتب منها، فرأيت أن هجره يحمله على التوبة. ولهذا كان القول الصحيح في الهجر أنهم رخصوا فيه في خلال 3 أيام، وما زاد على ذلك فينظر فيه للمصلحة، إن كان فيه خير فليفعل وإلا فلا، حتى لو جهر بالمعصية فإذ لم يكن في هجره مصلحة فلا تهجره. This chapter concerning honoring, respecting the Muslims and whatever belong to the Muslims. The Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi is saying, a Muslim has a right over the other Muslim. Indeed, he has a lot of rights over him, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained it in other hadiths. One of them that when you meet him, you greet him with the greeting of Assalamu alaykum. And also is prohibited for you to boycott your Muslim brother beyond 3 days. Unless that you see there is some beneficial reason. If a person doing is something disobedience to Allah, and by boycotting him after 3 days or even more than 3 days is going to cause him to change, or that he may repent to Allah, you are supposed to boycott him, not to talk to him. But if by boycotting your Muslim brother is not going to change anything in him, even if he's committing something wrong, you're supposed to continue talking to him and greeting him. Don't boycott him because he's still your Muslim brother, and by boycotting him is not going to be any benefit. After this, the author Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought some verses, which one of them in Surah Al-Hajj, and whosoever honors the sacred things of Allah, then that is better for him with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Lord. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying what the meaning is, and whosoever honors the symbols of Allah, then it is truly from the piety of the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and lower your wings, and lower your wing for the believers. The Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi explaining about this by saying, وَمِن ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ سَقَى الْمُؤَلِّفُ عِدَّةَ آيَاتٍ مِّنْهَا قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. من يعظم حرماته أي ما جعله محترما من الأماكن أو الأزمان أو الأشخاص، فالذي يعظم حرمات الله فهو خير له عند ربه. ومن كان يكره أو يشق عليه تعظيم هذا المكان كالحرمين مثلا والمساجد أو الزمان كالأشهر الحرم وما أشبه ذلك، فليحمل على نفسه وليكره على التعظيم. What is حرمات الله؟ What is the secret things of Allah? What is the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah is talking about that if you honor it and respect it, this is good for you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it respected from the places, time and people. As example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the places like Mecca and the Haram and the Masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Muslim to be respected and to be honored. And also from the time, the months which are the secret months, all the things have to be honored and respected and guarded by the Muslims. And whosoever have a problem with this, he have to fight himself and impose himself to respect these things. Why? Because this is good for you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi is saying, ومن ذلك تعظيم إخوانه المسلمين وتنزيلهم منازلهم، فإن المسلم لا يحل له أن يحقر أخاه المسلم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم، حسبه من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم بقلبه أو يعتدي فوق ذلك بلسانه أو بيده على أخيه المسلم، فإن ذلك حسبه من الإثم والعياذ بالله. وكذلك أيضا تعظيم ما حرمه الله عز وجل في المعاهدات التي تكون بين المسلمين والكفار، فإنه لا يحل لأحد أن ينقض عهدا بينه وبين غيره من الكفار. Among the things that Allah make it secret that's supposed to be honored and respected by all the Muslims, that you respect these other Muslims and that you deal with them in a manner fit with their position. That is not supposed for Muslim to look down upon the other Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it is sufficient sin that you degrade your Muslim brother or look down upon him. This is enough evil that you commit, even if you do it by your heart. Can you imagine if you curse him or that you transgress against him, not only by your heart, by using your tongue, and how worse and how terrible this by using your hand. A Muslim is respected by Allah. A Muslim is honored by Allah. A Muslim is dignified by Allah. It's not supposed for any Muslim to transgress against other Muslim, not even by a feeling in your heart, like you look down upon him because his color, or because his status, or because he's poor, or because the kind of car that he's driving, for any reason, you are not supposed to do this, because this is enough sin for you to commit. The Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahmatullahi alayhi, saying, and from the things that's supposed to be respected, is the treaty that is done between the Muslims and the non-Muslims. The treaty, the agreement between Muslims and non-Muslims. If the king or the president or whosoever in charge of the affairs of the Muslims carry agreement between him and a kafir country, is for the people, for the followers of this country who are under the supervision of this king or this president or this khalifa, to honor and respect it. This is not supposed for any Muslim to break this law. And I will say for myself, entering a kafir country, non-Muslim country, with a visa, that you get a visa, this consider as a treaty between you and this country. And for you, after you enter the country, you're trying to put terrorism in the people's hearts, or that you try to bomb in their places, or you try to do anything against their property, this is not from Islam. Because when you request for this visa to enter the country as a student, or as a businessman, or as a religious leader, you do not come with a visa for terrorists or visa for bombing places. So you have to respect this visa, because this is your treaty with them, because this is part of what Allah commands us to respect. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكْ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ. And whosoever honors the sacred things of Allah. So when you have a treaty with the kafir, as individual, or as a community, or as government, it has to be respected and to be taken in place. Doesn't matter if you like it or not, you have to go by it, because it's already been taken place. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وكل شيء جعله الله محترما من زمان أو مكان أو عيان فهو من حرمات الله عز وجل فإن الواجب على المسلم أن يحترمه ولهذا قال تعالى ومن يعظم حرمات الله فهو خير له عند ربه. Anything which Allah make it respected and honor it, doesn't matter if a human being or a place or an object, as example like the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it to be respected. So doesn't matter what it is, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made something to be respected, a Muslim have to respect it. As a result of this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and whosoever honors the sacred things of Allah, then that is better for him with his Rabb, with his Lord. And from the symbols of Allah, al-ibadat al-zahira, سواء كانت صغيرة أو كبيرة، مثل الطواف بالبيت والسعي بين الصفا والمروة والأذان والإقامة وغيرهما من شعائر الإسلام، فإنها إذا عظمها الإنسان كان ذلك دليلا على تقوى، فإن التقوى هي التي تحمل العبد على تعظيم الشعائر. Give an example. Some of the شعائر, the symbols of Allah, the tawaf, the سعي between the صفا and مروة, calling the أذان, making the إقامة, all the things from the symbol of Allah, the مصحف, the Quran, all these things have to be respected, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that whosoever do so, now this will be good for you. After this, it shows some of the rights of the Muslim and how he's supposed to be kind and gentle to them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَاخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ والمعنى تذلل لهم وللهم في المقال والفعال، لأن المؤمن مع أخيه المؤمن رحيم به شفوق به شفوق به، كما قال تعالى في وصف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم، وفي قوله تعالى واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين دليل على الإنسان مأمور بالتواضع لإخوانه وإن كان رفيع المنزلة، كما يرتفع الطير بجناحيه، فإنه وإن كان رفيع المنزلة فليخفض جناحه وليتذلل لإخوانه، وليعلم أن من تواضع لله رفعه. الشيخ رحمة الله عليه السين here in this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lower your wings for the believers. Lower your wing for the believers. He said, look to the bird. The bird is in the heights of all places, but he can lower the wing and go down, but he still can be up. So doesn't matter if your position, doesn't matter what is going on in your life, you still have to lower your wings for the Muslims, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves this and he wants this from you. After this, we show again about the honor and the respect of the property of the Muslim and their life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. If anyone killed a person not in a retaliation of murder or unto spread mischief in the land, it would be as if he killed all mankind. And if anyone saved a life, it would be as if he saved the life of all mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he mentioned about the verses which he commands us to be kind and gentle to the Muslims and be good to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about the seriousness of killing without just cause. من قتل نفسا بغير نفس. بين الله سبحانه وتعالى في هذه الآية أن من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا، لأن حرمة المسلمين واحدة، ومن انتهك حرمة شخص من المسلمين فكأنما انتهك حرمة جميع المسلمين، كما أن من كذب رسولا واحدا من الرسل فكأنما كذب جميع الرسل. هذا الله سبحانه وتعالى تسين ذات whosoever killed a soul without a just cause or tried to do a mischief in the earth, he will be considered as if he killed all mankind. That's because killing one soul as if you killing all mankind, the same way like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made rejection and disbelieving in one of the messengers as if you disbelieve and reject all the messengers. As Allah said, كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين. The tribe of Noah, they rejected the messenger. How many messengers came to the people of Noah? Only one messenger. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the people of Noah had rejected the messengers. With no messenger before Noah, and the tribe of Noah was not alive until they saw another prophet came. But Allah telling us that if you reject one messenger, if you disbelieve in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are disbelieving in Ibrahim, Ishmael, Moses, Jesus, all of them. If you disbelieve in Jesus as prophet of Allah, as if you disbelieve in Muhammad. So the same way that if you kill one soul, as if you kill all mankind. So the same way, disbelieving in one messenger, disbelieving in all the messenger, killing one soul with no just cause, as if you are killed all the mankind. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And whosoever gives a life to one soul, save it from destruction. As example, if a fire took place in a house and you tried to save the life of the children or the people in this house, now you're saving the life of one person as if you saved the life of all people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or as example, somebody tried to transgress against somebody and you tried to snatch the gun away from him, or that you tried to prevent him, or you tried to call the police to stop him, or whatever that you can do, and you caused by this action to save the life of this person who was about to get killed, now you will be considered as if you had saved the life of all mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بِغَيْرِ نَفْسِ. Therefore, there is a reason for somebody to be killed. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained this in the hadith. As-sayyibu al-zani, as-sayyibu al-zani, wal-mufariq li-dini, at-tarik lil-jama'a, a person or a nafsu bin-nafs. This is the three cases that a person can be killed according to Islamic law, and that you are not going to be as if you kill all mankind. A person who is married or been married and he commit illegal intercourse, now according Islamic law to be killed. A person who kills somebody with no just cause, now he's supposed to be killed. A person who abstained from Islam, he's supposed to be killed. This is the people that's supposed to be killed. Also in addition to this, a person try to transgress against your life or against your property, and you try to defend yourself, and in the way that defending yourself you kill him, you are not responsible about this, because he is the transgressor. Other than this, a person is not supposed to take the life of any living thing among the human being, otherwise he would be considered as if he killed all mankind. For mischief in the earth, people who cause mischief in the earth, people who promoting haram things, people who selling drugs, people who doing things to make the people turn away from the way of Allah, teaching them haram things, teaching them kufr and fusuq, those people also supposed to be punished, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes their punishment in the Quran. With this, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain things secret, and we have to respect whatever Allah makes it secret. The life of the human being, the life of the Muslim, the property of the Muslim, the honor of the Muslim are secret. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made certain places and certain times to be secret. We have to honor it and respect it, and not to transgress it, because this will be a transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His law. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين عن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا وشبك بين أصابعه صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم reported saying the relationship of the believer with one another, the relationship of the believers with another believer is like the brick of a building, each is tracing the other. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said من مر في شيء من مساجدنا أو أسواقنا ومعه نبل فليمسك أو ليقبض على نصائها بكفه أن يصيب أحدا من المسلمين منها شيء. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying what the meaning is, whosoever enters our mosque or pass through our market with arrows with him, he should hold them by their hands, lest it should injure any of the Muslims. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayhi gives a very beautiful example concerning this. He said a common thing that people carry umbrella, and in the end of the umbrella he found a sticky pointing, a metal part. It can harm somebody by accident. He says, therefore, when you carry your umbrella, you need to carry it lifted up, so not to be by accident hurting a Muslim, poking him in the eye or anything like this. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerned about the relationship between one another, not to hurt one another even accidentally. You have to be careful even with anything like this that is sharp. Now you have to have a guard or protection over it, so not to hurt somebody else in this public place. Now, how a Muslim can dare to go to harm another Muslim intentionally, taking his property, scratching his car, snatching CD player out of the car, or trying to talk and backbiting about him, or even like we see nowadays, killing each other because groups and tribes and position and share. Is this what Islam? And now after this, people come to ask us about, tell me what is going on in Iraq. Tell me what's going on in Iran. Tell me what's going on in Palestine. This is not what Islam is. Now we heard what Allah is saying. Now we heard what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. He's saying, hold your arrows, because you are in a public place. Many people going and coming in the mosque or in the marketplace, because they may injure this person by accident. Now, how a person can go intentionally stealing the property of other Muslim, or slandering other Muslim, or putting fear in the heart of other Muslim, this is not Islam. We beg Allah's forgiveness for us and all the Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the Muslim to the light of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, sadaqa ala salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, لا إله إلا الله. صدق الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.